this week's episode, EMU's number of COVID-19 cases are considerably lower than those of Washtenaw County and the University of Michigan, and the EMU Eagles lost their first football game to Kent State. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Eastern Michigan University students, staff, and faculty alumni have won seats on various Washtenaw County Area Boards of Education in the general election. Maria Goodrich, a Master of Science alumni and lab instructor at EMU, has been elected to the Ypsilanti Community School Board of Education. Yvonne Fields also won a seat on the 7-member board. They will each serve 6-year terms. Crystal Dupree, a Bachelor of Social Work alumni who we've featured on this show in the past, was elected to the Ann Arbor Public Schools Board of Education. Finally, Dr. Rima Reynolds-Vassar is a current assistant professor in the Educational Leadership Program. She has won a seat on the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. EMU has been working to keep students, faculty, and staff safe during the coronavirus pandemic. Since August 12th, EMU has administered 6,712 coronavirus tests. Out of those tests, 48 returned positive. EMU has reserved 108 campus beds for quarantine for students who can't return home. In Washtenaw County, there are 5,723 probable and confirmed cases and 120 deaths. At the University of Michigan, there have been 435 positive cases within the last 2 weeks alone. Since March, U of M has distributed 55,721 COVID tests. Out of those tests, 1,967 came back positive. Due to U of M's alarming numbers, on October 20th, the Washtenaw County Health Department released a stay-in-place order to U of M's undergraduate students. This order ended November 3rd. In the state of Michigan, there have been 5,167,340 tests, 190,043 cases, and 7,653 deaths. For information about Eastern safety protocols, Washtenaw County protocols, and state protocols, visit the links on our website. In sports news, EMU lost its opening football game to Kent State with a final score of 27-23. During the game, Eastern's quarterback, Preston Hutchinson, threw 241 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. EMU's wide receiver, Hassan Boudoun, had 9 receptions and 112 yards. Tight end Thomas Ukadua had 2 red zone touchdown grabs. Head coach Chris Creighton says that the Eagles have a lot to work on in order to improve. The Eagles' next game is November 11th against Ball State at Reinierson Stadium. Since fans are not allowed to attend, you can catch the game on ESPN+, or you can listen to the game on WEMU at 89.1 FM. That's all for this week's news recap. We'll have more to report next Monday. Don't forget to tune in to the podcast on Thursday for our feature stories. A huge thank you to reporters Cedric Charles, Parker Lazar, Gracie Thompson, and Luke Grumblin for today's stories. Our show was written by Jasmine Boyd, edited by Ronya Kabungsug, and produced by Ashley Bueller and Lauren Smith. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronya Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.